I'm pleased to be speaking today with Dr. Gregory Jantz to talk about his new book, Turning Your Down into Up. Hello, Dr. Jantz. It's good to talk to you.
Oh, good to be with you, and what an important topic.
Is depression a growing problem in the world today? And what types of people seem more prone to depression?
You know, I am so glad you asked. Depression, according to the World Health Organization, will be the number one disease. They're calling it a disease by the year 2020. Today, depression is the number one presenting issue that we see and have seen for years, treating folks for depression for over 28 years. And depression is growing into younger ages. To answer your part two there of your question, we're seeing kids and preteens and tweens who really have some depression. The chemical dependency use is dropping into younger ages, creating more and more depression. And we're also seeing the depression with the women on the increase as well.
Now, in your book, you advocate a holistic treatment of depression. Can you describe this approach?
Yes, I really believe and firmly committed to what we call the whole person approach. The whole person approach is meaning that we were designed with many different pieces to our puzzle, and there's always hope because there's always missing pieces to the puzzle that we've got to put back in, whether it's something that is in the relationship department, for example, and there's unforgiveness, there's hurt, there's resentment, there's bitterness, could be in the spiritual department, could be in the medical department, could be for years I've had hormonal imbalances or I've had nutrient deficiencies in my life, and they've gone undetected, and it's created a physiological depression within my body. So it could be a many different reasons. We just have to be willing to stay with it in order to find the missing pieces to the puzzle. And here's our philosophy there. You know, there are times that medication is helpful, but there's times that we want to go even deeper than that to a long-term solution to that stubborn depression that's been around for so long.
Dr. Jantz, what are the dangers of social media related to depression, especially in young people?
Oh, here's two things we need to look out for as it relates back to social media. And let me just add, maybe anything with the screen on it. What we know is the developing brain, age 8 to 10, 13, 14, is a real critical time. And if we're allowing our young people, our kids, boys and girls, to really overstimulate their brain, whether it's the social media, whether it's the games, one of the things that happens is we can create an overstimulated brain is a craving brain. And what we mean by that is the craving brain sets us up to really want to be impulsive, to want to become more addictive-like. So we're seeing folks that have had really, if you will, a technology addiction who develop full-fledged depression and later on develop addiction in their life because of that overstimulated brain. Social media, part two to this important question is this, simply put, the social media, the texting, you know, young people use their phones not to make phone calls, but texting is the primary mode of communication, and there are words that people will say and do online or in social media or in Facebook, however it's done, that they would never do in person. So we have a whole avenue of potential bully behavior, and we've had situations here at the center where somebody has been bullied, and we've even had where there's been suicide attempts as a result of something that's happened in social media.
Now, what recent discoveries in the field of brain science are affecting the treatment of depression?
Well, some of the breakthroughs in depression, it's going to sound funny at first, but if you're depressed, this is an exciting time because there are more options than ever before when we use that whole person model. And some of the strategic interventions that we can do now, we're discovering that, you know, there's nutrient testing for a person that's been a nutrient low, for example, and some of the B vitamins, there's some critical minerals in their body. When those are replaced, for example, the body responds well, and that could be a reason for a person's depression. So the brain science that we have available to us, there are so many different ways, when we're willing to look at the whole person, that provide avenues of hope.
Dr. Gregory Jantz has been my guest today. His new book is Turning Your Down into Up. Dr. Jantz, thanks again for your time.
And there is hope.